me touch one or two things, because by next year, by next week, we start throwing bomb. Are you ready for bomb? That's why God called me, and the first thing he called me to do is not to pray you out of your problem. It's to teach you how to pray. After I've taught you, then all of us together will pray you out. It is useless to pray people out and they don't know how to pray. For Satan can bring back the trouble in one day. Huh? But if you knew the process that brought your victory, if Satan wants to steal your victory, you refuse. Because the process that brought the victory is the process that will sustain it. Amen. For the righteous sake, we know that there are unrighteous people, but God does not determine the future of a territory based on the unrighteous men living on it. He determines it based on the righteous people. Their desire, what they want to happen, he will allow it. Several people come and say that Nigeria is religious, that all the churches in Nigeria, if it is the way they are praying, Nigeria will change. No, it is what the people inside allowed. And let me tell you several things that people don't know. The will, your choice, is something God cannot violate. People just think that as mighty as what you think is left to the sovereignty of God is actually left to your choice. And that is why even though Jesus have died for everybody, are you getting what I'm saying? He cannot force his salvation on you. He believes, are you getting the point? That just because he died doesn't mean he will now come and force it on you. No, you choose to choose him. So if you choose not to choose God, he leaves you to your choice. He believes that every man has his own choice. He left it to you. And there is what we call the doctrine of universalism. Am I correct? That doctrine simply states that God is the father of everybody on the earth. No, you choose him to be your father. You can also choose Satan. Now, the implication of saying that is that there are a few scriptures that looks as if he's supporting it. As scriptures that say that Jesus died for the whole world. So if Jesus died for the whole world, are you getting what I'm saying? There is no need to evangelize. It means that God can, if Jesus has already died for the world, Jesus died for the world. That is true. But the people that God is their father are the ones that accepted the death of Jesus by confessing him as their Lord and Savior. Are you getting what I'm saying? The way Nigeria is the way the people inside chose it to be. If you think we are joking, are you getting what I'm saying? And if we say so, let me not go there. Let me teach you scripture. The day we choose for Nigeria to change, it will change. And many times the shape of a land is also the shape of the church. There is corruption in the land. There is corruption where? If suddenly Nigeria started saying, you see this thing that people just woke up now and saying that we don't want it to be, we want things to change. Some of them, including unbelievers, think that they are doing it just because they just woke up. You don't know any. You don't know how things happen. It is people in the spirit from the church that just decided that we can't continue like this. And as soon as the church says it, the word follows. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. Okay. Look at this scripture. Then shall... Bro, are you here? Are you here? Are you sure? I was saying a normal fast you they do. This one, your face look dry. Shall I say you the shop? Huh? Don't kill yourself with fasting, you know. The way we will not they fast for that on our family. Your mother came and said, is he how many days, 100 days or 200? How many was she doing that time? Huh? 200? 100? As I'm talking to you now, sister, you don't have excuse. The woman is 60-something years. 200. 200. Have you done 3 days dry? It's obvious that you have not done it. How do you manage to survive? Are you not? You are up to 20. I'm not against you. I have burden for you. I want you to emerge. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you eat. One day, bring out the food. Bring out the food. Keep it like this. Bring your head. Keep it like this. Food. I want to ask you. What have you contributed to my destiny? I used to ask that question. One day I woke up to fast and my body is shaking. 9 a.m. And one voice was telling me, there is bread. Calm it down with you. There is granite. Calm it down. There is soup. Calm it down. There is a calm it down. Just step down. Somebody said, step down. When I fought, I did that. Tried everything. My body was. I said, what is this? Suddenly I said, no. I bind the spirit in the name of Jesus. I brought out bread. Let's assume this thing is bread. Bring your head. I kept it like this. I said, bread, I will not eat it. Oh, yeah, come and open my mouth now. If you are powerful, open my mouth and enter. Look at you. I will not. I can only speak in tongues with this mouth. Not food. Let me tell you, there is a spirit making you to try to eat out of. Check what I'm saying. The day you did say you are not, you didn't plan to fast. You didn't know when it's 2 p.m. Oh, ni kwado bai mafia. Ogo for the fee cheta no again ni oku beho 12. As I'm talking to you, that day you say I'm going to fast. Yesterday you said it, and you said it in the hearing of your wife. Chinefo no to. As soon as Chinefo. Are you with me, oh? Before you know it, Ofaku. Huh? Before you know it, I did your love. Huh? Moi moi. Moi moi na fanta juloi ke fiche aiko alihato, and they will be passing before the day you wanted to eat. You will say kebe nwanyi abacha na oya agado oni I omebo nwanyi abacha aya abi obosi chori igori. Tomorrow you know, I will fast tomorrow by 9 nwanyi abacha. She will not even come by 2, so that you will say I've at least fasted till 2. She will come out of time. There is an orchestration of darkness to keep you in the vicious circle of foodology. They want to give you PhD. You are about to obtain master's degree from eating. Master's degree in foodology. That is a class you should always fail. The class of too much eating. Anytime they set the exam for you, make sure you fail the class. But you like food too much. You are saying, God, I'm in your hands. If I fail, you pick me up. Lord, the way I'm looking at it, I know I will not be able to fast all these 50 days. Even if it is 7, please accept it. You have already decided from the beginning, I will not be able to fast. You are the one I'm talking to. As I'm talking now, God is telling me I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to you. I will not leave you. I will not enter another topic. I will not enter another topic. Why do you want me to enter another topic? There is no message. You are in need of what I'm... There is no other message. You are the message. Have you done 3 days dry?
once. How many years ago? Collect another one now. What do you think? Yeah, very, very soon. Ekwensu, I'll catch you up. Next week now. This week. I won't work a kill. One of the things God will do for you this period is to deliver you from the affliction of food. It will save you many things, even including save your money for you. I'm telling you, if you are running a young family, you should start it with fasting. Young people don't know how to run a young family. Start a young family, you buy one bag of rice, you buy one bag of garri, you buy one, you want to make your wife happy. I love it, you. Except God has balanced you. Share your vision well with your young wife. Share your vision well. Share it early. Tell the young wife how God is about to bring the world to your feet. How you need to labor in prayer and convince her on time. Women like to be hear it. Just they like to hear. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. There is no woman that have the capacity to resist a man that can speak. No woman, including your mother, can resist it. Just make sure there is oil here. Do you know how many women were? I was discussing with Joshua, a pastor, met the wife. And carry the wife in Molwe. They laughing. They couldn't pay for 2 seats inside Molwe. The man was laughing the woman and telling her, inside the Molwe, I will take you around the world. Guess what? The woman believed. The reason why they didn't believe is that you can't talk. And of course, as you are talking, they will also see your life. That you are diligent. You have where you are going. You have vision. Why shouldn't they believe you? Guess what? The man has done it. He has done it now. Share your vision well. Tell her, one bag of rice. You just sit down and be shopping. Share your vision well. Share your vision well. Tell the person, like, are you getting? Let's lay the foundation of this family with priesthood. Let's lay it with 72 days priesthood. Brothers, I think you will need to buy wine for me. I've tried. I know sisters want to tie my mouth, but I have grace from God. You have to conquer it. It helps you. It saves money. It saves money. Fasting saves money. Fasting, as a student, $10,000 doesn't last 1 week for you. Start fasting. It will last. I'm telling you, there will be nothing to buy. You have already planned. If I go to school today by around 10, those days that we are in UNN, there is one that they are calling Abacha Social Science. Is it not true? From down, we at Faculty of Agri, Biological Science, we know that Abacha Social Science. Have you not heard of it? If you don't know Abacha Social Science, you don't know anything. Somebody will start trekking from Abuja and go to social science to buy Abacha. It's gluttony. It's gluttony. You are under attack. The greatest sign that your destiny is under attack is not that a demon appeared in the night and said, is that you can't stop eating. It is a more...
It is a greater threat that you can't stop eating than that a demon came in the night and said, I will kill you. If he can kill you, he would have killed you. He doesn't need to tell you. The real threat is that you can't pray. Even if Angel Gabriel wake you and say, you pray! You will tell him, I had to wait. Sleep will not kill my destiny. Sleep will not kill my destiny. I will not allow sleep. I will not allow sleep to kill my destiny. I will not. Anytime you are oversleeping, the kingdom of darkness is clapping. They are popping champagne. Anytime you are oversleeping, they are popping champagne and say, we don't win. We don't. I know about 3-1. We are winning 3-0. They are winning 3-0. Anytime you say more plates, as you are on the top plate of. Are you getting the point? They brought Santa first one, second one, third one, fourth one. And then the thing is now engaging. Let me tell you, some people can eat. Some people, they can eat. They have grace. They have grace. They are grace from heaven. They can eat. Lord, I don't want the grace for eating, please. Give it to Monson. I go give it. Give it to Dennis. Give it to Harry. Bless Kayanos with the grace to eat. In the name of Jesus. Bless them. Let them eat for me. I want the grace to tarry in the secret place. I'm telling you, if food and sleep did not succeed in killing you, nothing can kill you. That's why we are here in these 50 days. One day you just wake up and be angry with, why do I sleep more than 6 hours a day? Why? I've not even made any progress at all. If I eat this food in this night, if I eat it, what profit is this one plate now? Ask that plate of food the question. You have never asked a plate of food question in this life. If you finish cooking, buto itenya dobe here. Let's discuss. Whole plate of food. Let's discuss. Oh Gary, let's discuss. You need to discuss with Gary. What do you think? There are some people that is drinking Gary as if they starve their grandfather of Gary. And they needed to fill up the measure of 3 generations. God will cure us of all inordinate appetites in the name of Jesus. If there is any means that God can bring discipline to us in these 50 days, do it. Do it. Do it. Bring discipline. Bring order. Bring control. I cannot even control. If not, you finish and all these things we are saying, none of them will happen. Bring control, a measure of control to my life. Let me be able to say no. For the first time in my life, let me be able to say no. And I will keep to my no. The reason why it seems as if you are even saying no is because Satan has not really brought what you want. In Jesus' name. If you listen to what I'm saying, I'm actually a practical teacher. In the sense that I'm telling you what can work for you now. Like now. Sometimes if you wake up in the morning, just keep your phone at home. Put it off. Don't go with it. Or simply you just
Make sure that your data finish. Don't put another data. Just use it and be answering only call and text message. There are some people, they don't leave their house, but they have... Are you getting what I'm saying? If they ask you, you say you are indoors and you are fasting. You are not indoor. You are everywhere except indoor. Because there is a word they call internet. The right word is soft. Is it not soft? Do you know what is surfing? You are enjoying the waves. You are enjoying. Sometimes, even if it's one day in a week, 2 days, put your phone off, keep it. Come to 10 in the morning, leave it. Come back by 9 in the night. Guess what? You will not die. I do it sometimes. Put my phone off. In Jesus' name. Number two, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Okay, this is one of the benefits. I will run quickly through this because this should be the last day. We have 25 minutes more. Now, one of the... This thing is trying to say that if you fast, you recover your health. And this is medically proven. Joshua, am I correct? Dr. Samuel, it is medically proven that if you fast, you recover your health. On several layers. If you have done up to 3 to 4 days dry fasting before, have you done it before? Try, buddy.
Try.
Wait for you, amen. You will enjoy yourself. In fact, if you do it because as an instruction from me, it will even be more easier self. You have done 3 days dry now. 4 days, Abby. If you are fasting, especially you should be taking water, especially if you are taking water, what you will notice is that after the first day must pass. Then second day, especially from the evening of the second day. Are you getting the point? You will start noticing that you will be feeling very dizzy. Very dizzy. That is actually the toxins in your body reacting. If you survive that night, are you getting what I'm saying? It will seem as if there is a shift that you received on the third day, especially from afternoon. How many of you have experienced it? Now, it becomes easier to fast. Now, I'm not saying it becomes easy like you will no more feel anything. But it becomes easier to continue from the third day. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
That means a lot of things have been flushed out. You will notice that at some point your mouth will start becoming bitter. How many of you know? That means that, I don't know if I'm totally correct in this one, but there is a way you fast. Some of your system will move from... If you fast for long, does your gut become acidic or alkaline? Become acidic, Abby. Am I correct? Become acidic, right? Become acidic. There are several things that I study some things because fasting, I made some mistake in fasting and the thing almost wanted, so I have to go and study some medical stuff so that I will be updated. If I want to know something, I want to know it well so that I can benefit from it. In fact, if I fall sick or I feel signs of sickness, 1, 2, I will declare quickly fasting. In fact, there are some times you feel in your system that there is some things are gathering. You know those times. It has not hit you, but they are gathering. Declare 3 to 4 days. Once you do it on the third day or thereabout, you will feel as if you want to be sick. Is your body purging that thing heavily? Make sure you are taking water. Are you with me? If you are fasting, maybe on the second or third night, you will sweat heavy. How many of you have been there? You will sweat. That sweat is not normal sweat. You are losing a lot of toxins from your body.
So God is the greatest medical doctor. Before people has done research to find out this, he's already telling you that your health will spring forth speedily. This thing has both a spiritual and physical side. And I'm starting with the physical side because there is a spiritual side. There are several cases of healing that can never take place until you give yourself to fasting. What did I say? Until you give several cases of healing that will not take place until you give yourself to fasting. So when the scripture said your health shall spring forth heavily, speedily, means that your health will improve. Your health will improve, especially when you fast properly. Your health will improve. Let me tell you, if you don't start from when you are young to learn how to fast, if you come there, you can't manage it. And there is a point you come to your ministry, there are certain things you can't do. Let me tell you, this your physical body can limit the flow of God. And it is clearly proven. Not just from the Bible, it's clearly proven. This is my message, is it hard? People die more from eating than fasting. They die. The reason is that you are overworking your system. This body is a system. Is it not true? Thank God many of us are young. Let's learn it now as a culture. Are you getting what I'm saying? Guess what? If you can fast, your children will learn it from you. Even if it is not spiritual, develop it as a natural culture. As a human being. As a human being. Something that would have been easy for you if you learn discipline. It is not only spiritual things that happen to us when we yield ourselves to in obedience. God can use one act of your obedience in this discipline that we are yielding and work out several things around your life. It is not just your spiritual life that will grow. Your health too will improve. Your business improve. Your family improve. Are you getting the point? Sometimes fasting improves your mind. Yes, sir. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. Okay, listen. Let me do a little teaching here. As I've always said, the nature of the believer is the nature of righteousness. Actually, the challenge of God with man is not necessarily the act of sin. It is the nature of sin. What did I say? So, it is comparatively easier for God to forgo the acts of sin. But his challenge is that tomorrow you are going to do it again because it is flowing from a fountain. It is all about who you are first before it is what you are doing. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So God is trying to say that if we will make tangible progress in making you to conform to the image that he has set before you, that first thing we need to do is to change the nature. And if the target is to bring you to the image of the Christ, it means that we need to give you the nature of the Christ. Are you getting what? We need to give you the nature of God if we want you to conform to the image of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because as long as you are bearing the image of Satan, you cannot conform to the image of God. Listen to me. And the purpose, if you are with me so far, say amen. And the purpose of transformation can be the necessity for transformation is predicated upon the flow of creation that man experienced. According to the scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said that it was not that which was spiritual first, but it was that which was natural. And he said in that place, if you will show me quickly, he said that we first of all bore the image, give me sound, I want to fly. That the challenge in transformation and the necessity for transformation is that we first of all bore the image of the earthly man. We bore the image of the natural man. Are you getting the point? Had it been we didn't bear his image at all God needed to do is by one act at salvation, our spirit, soul, and body will come into the image in his fullness. Unfortunately, you already bore the image of the first Adam. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But God's target is that you bear the image of his son. Unfortunately, before you were able to do that, you have already borne another person's image. So the work in transformation is to move you from this former image to this new image. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you had not borne the image of the Adam, the first man, all God needs to do is to emblazon the image of the new man. Are you getting it? And there will be no need for any kind of work. But you have already borne the image of the former man. So what we need now is a displacement reaction. What did I say? Displacement reaction. So what God did is to come to your spirit and put the image of his son, and transformation is the flow out of that image. And that image of the son came into you as a nature. And that nature is the nature of righteousness. The name of that nature is what? Righteousness. The challenge now is this. For that nature to flow out, there has to be a training in righteousness. And training is, the boundary of training is discipline. The proof of training is even discipline. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me give you an example. In fact, when you go to the university, your course of study is called a discipline. Are you getting what I'm saying? That means you are trained in a discipline. The proof of training is that you have mastered a discipline. What did I say? The proof of training is that you have mastered a discipline. So that means that the nature of righteousness that we received is not enough. There has to be disciplines that we need to yield ourselves to so that that nature will flow out. Show me that book of First Isaiah chapter 58. Let's look at that scripture again so that you will better understand it. Are you seeing it here? And thy righteousness shall what? Go before thee. So when a man yields himself to the disciplines of fasting, what happens is that that nature of righteousness that is within him, constrained by that discipline, will now flow out. So there is a growth in the nature of righteousness from within you as a result of the fact that you gave yourself to spiritual disciplines. In this context, fasting. Are you getting it? Let me bring it down more. When you fast more, you notice that your temperament becomes better. It becomes better. When you fast more, certain things in your life begins to drop. The thing inside of you begins to come out. Your soul cracks. And the life begins to flow. Begins to flow. Begins to flow. There are certain levels of lust that cannot live without fasting. Not normal fasting. Long fast. There is certain levels of bitterness that can't live without fasting. There are certain levels of jealousy that can't live without fasting. There are certain levels of envy that can't live. You know, sometimes we only speak about immorality. We only speak about anger. What of bitterness? What of unforgiveness? What of jealousy? When you see something good happening for your neighbor, your heart will do, fiam, you will now control it. Are you getting what I'm saying? He's there, he's there. Is that he needs to die in fasting. When you see something, somebody ministering, you wonder, why am I not the one? I can do this thing. This thing this guy is doing, if I stand here like this, 20 people will fall under power. Let's come to fasting. Until that desire to do that, I'm not saying it's a wrong thing for you to want to flow in the spirit. Why do you want to collect somebody's mic? Why not wait for your own? Why are you correcting the person in your heart? Why not pray for him? Are you hearing what I'm saying? As the person is flowing in utterance, you are even wishing that the person make mistakes so that he will not say everything you will say in your own time. Something that is common. If God displays your heart on this screen, we will run away. You need to fast. You don't need to minister. You need to what? Fast. Fasting, because that thing is not you. That thing is the nature of the old man. Your real you loves your neighbor. Your real you wants somebody to do well. But it's inside the nature. It's inside. It's inside. It's when you fast, it comes outside. That's why the Bible says, put on the new man is like a cloth. If you don't wear it, it will not come. The day you don't wear clothes, are you wearing anything? Righteousness, the new man is like a new cloth. The best way I can explain it is like a man wearing a jacket. When you wear inner shirt, you wear a jacket. The day you don't wear it, nothing will happen. Are you getting where I'm going now? That's how it is. You can even be a pastor and another pastor will be holding program. You say, let's check the hall. Is he empty? You are somehow, something in you is hoping that his hall will be empty. Are you seeing it? That kind of thing cannot just come by just you read Bible, you just pray. You need fasting so that it can go very deep. Amen. The second one is the glory of the Lord shall be your... Let's use another translation so that you will see it. This thing is not necessarily what you think, that the glory of the Lord will be your reward. It's like saying the... Oh, give me another translation that used another word as... And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Like, the right word is to say that you will be mantled with the glory. They can't see you. You are hidden inside. There is a way you fast. Arrows can't find you. You are not praying against any witches. Just fast first. Fast first. Declare 40 days. Declare 21 days. Declare 14 days. Declare 7 days. Declare 3 days. You are not fasting. You are not praying. A man that fasts well, one of the things you will notice is that your inner man starts becoming stronger. Stronger. That is a testimony to the fact that you are becoming less vulnerable to the attacks of Satan. As you fast more, your protection in the spirit increases. Have you not noticed that you have the capacity to confront darkness and survive it more if you are fasting? Is it not true? There are several contentions around your life. For example, you see something, you want to take it out. Sometimes you feel like fasting one day before you do that. It means that fasting actually brings a wall of protection. So he said that the glory of God will... Okay, this is a good... Even though I don't like this, don't use this thing. Don't use this translation. They have removed many things from our Bible. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. God will cover you with his glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. If they shoot arrow, it will not enter. You are not praying about it. Even if Satan fashion accident, fashion everything, it will just be there. It will pass you. Whew. Some of those things that happen to you, it might be frequency plan. What you plan is that by now, you will roll crutches naga. But God did not allow it. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. I trust this thing. The Lord will cover you with his glory in Jesus' name. Whether you see vision or you didn't see vision, or when you fast, all the plans and arrows of the Satan is not just now. His plan for the whole year, you can deal with it in these 50 days. Every arrow, the one that is shot, that will be shot, all the manipulation, everything. Anything they do, if they invoke, they can't see you. Call your name, they can't see you. Search for you, they can't see you. I'm telling you how I survived. After you have heard my story, one of our brothers was praying with us in a prayer meeting for long. Prayed with us for long, came to some point. Suddenly, the uncle now called and said, "Where is Okechukwu?" The mother and the people said, "Okay, Chukwu is doing you service now." No, he's there with them. What the parents did not know is that they are not asking for physical location. Okay, Chukwu has been removed from the spiritual GPS that has been sent to monitor you. There is a tracking system that demons drop anywhere. Anytime you want to make progress, they organize. See, let me tell you, for you to actually make progress, you need to lose Satan from the radar. The glory of the Lord costs you off in the name of Jesus.
Show me the next verse.
Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from the midst and the pointing of the finger and the speaking wickedness. Let me see if there is. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in darkness and your darkness shall be as noonday. Let me tell you, anybody that is light doesn't shine. Say after me, my light will shine.
My light will shine.
The destiny of a man is likened to a light. That's how it is. If your light is dull, if your light is dim, if your light is out, you are out. And it is not just this, even your walk with God, your Christian life, it is likened to a lamp, to a light. Many times your impact is determined by the intensity of the burning and shining of that light. When a man fasts, you add pungency to your shining. One of the greatest things that God taught me that made my light to burn greatly was to fast. And I think I fasted small, not much, but small. Fasting. Somebody say fasting. Anything that knocks down the flesh allows the spirit to go up. And there is nothing that knocks down the flesh very fast and actively like fasting. Anything that can make the flesh to go down quickly, that thing allows the spirit to go up. And such is the things that fasting can do. If you help me so far, say amen. Oh, let me see one more verse. Let me see if we can go further or we'll pray. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. Ye shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters what? Do not fail. Let me see if we are past. Oh, I think this is where we are going to stop. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay. This means that, as I said before, as we fast, God is looking for men. One man that can stand and repair all the damage that has happened in generations. That's what he's looking for. Hold hands with your neighbor. Because we are going to pray this prayer. Don't worry, be seated. Hold hands with your neighbor. The scripture said, those from among you. So the prayer is simple. Raise me among my family. Raise me among my kindred. So that I will be a repairer. Make me a repairer. Make me a restorer. Let the foundations of many generations be repaired and restored. As I fast, build in me a heavy duty machinery that have the capacity to travel into generations. If you are following online, I think this is time to pray. Wherever you are coming, you are watching from. From Cameroon, from Ghana, from US, UK, South Africa, Kenya, anywhere, from Zambia, God wants to make you a repairer and a restorer. Man is the method of God, and there are several things he will not do until he finds men. As you give yourself to fasting, God puts his hand upon you as a vessel that he's going to use.
God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com. Believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.